Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for ministering to the hearts of every hearer, encouraging and strengthening your people through your spoken word. In Jesus' name. To the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. From this one verse of scripture, we want to deal with a teaching entitled, The Character of Daniel. The Character of Daniel. What we're going to do is search the book of Daniel to put out some points about Daniel's character. When you hear the word character, it denotes a person's attitude, their mannerism, their convictions, their ways. And in this day and this hour that we are living in, we as the people of God must have character that's different and distinguished from people that's in the world. Because remember something. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In plain words, he said, your character has a lot to do with God getting glory out of your life, because people that's not saved would see, something different about your character in reference to their own. The Bible says, he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. When you're living different from people that's in the world, your lifestyle supposed to challenge them to want to change rather than their lifestyle causing you to change. According to Romans chapter 12, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Two words Paul pointed out. Conform and transform. Conform means to become like what you see. Transform means to change from what you were to something else. So we're dealing with the character of Daniel. And I hope that this teaching really blesses us as God's people in this day to know how we can draw from the way Daniel was while he walked this earth. And I thank God that he allowed this to be recorded for us today to draw from in this hour that we are living in. The first point we want to deal with is, in reference to Daniel's character, was, number one, Daniel had personal convictions. In dealing with Daniel's character, he had personal convictions. We as believers, we must have convictions about our life. We must have convictions about what we do, how we may live. We must have convictions and commitment about ourselves. There must be a line drawn with us in reference to people and things. If you notice something in verse 8 of Daniel chapter 1, Daniel purposed in his heart, he will not defile himself. Personal conviction. And not only that, Daniel will not allow other people to defile him. You must reach a point in your life as a believer. You must recognize that the enemy would use people at times in trying to get you to do things that might not be right. But when you have this personal conviction about your life, You won't defile yourself, and you won't let people get you messed up. Number two. Then you had an excellent spirit. In Daniel chapter 3, my mistake, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, no. He had an excellent spirit. It didn't say he was perfect. Excellent. Daniel strived for perfection. His character was, Lord, I just can't be satisfied with the normal quota, being normal as a believer. No. I must excel and supersede the norm. This is the kind of mindset that Daniel had. He had an excellent spirit. And you as a believer, you don't want to just do things just to be getting by. You don't want to do stuff just to say you've done it. You want to have a frame of mind of excellence, of perfection, yet you're not perfect. But you are striving to do and to be your best at everything you do, especially for the kingdom. Number three, he was faithful. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, the character of Daniel. Daniel was faithful. The word faithful denotes he was loyal. He was committed. He was focused on what he was doing. You see, his character, he was faithful. We as believers, we must be faithful. We must be loyal. We must be sold out in what we are doing and toward the goals we have set before us. Things just don't happen just to happen. You can't wish things to happen. You can't hope for things to happen. Sometimes you have to make things happen. And understand this. Daniel's character, he was faithful. Whatever was assigned to Daniel, he carried it out. How can we draw from this today? Your character, you must be faithful. The Bible says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Number four, he was above reproach. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, his character, he was above reproach. Daniel did not put himself in a position or a dilemma where people talked about what he did as being wrong. He maintained his ways. He watched his company. So that meant he was above reproach. People will try to find things on you, but they can't find nothing on you. So what they begin to do, as they did with Daniel, they begin to lie, which is a cheap way out. What they're saying is not true. So they have to try to find something on you. Daniel's character denotes he was above reproach. He didn't give people grounds to say things wrong about the way he was living, the way he was acting. He maintained a way about his life that was above people criticizing him, yet people still lied on him. What is the point here? When you're living a way where people can't find nothing on you, the enemy will use such people to begin to lie on you to try to discredit you. Because number one, remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And it's not people that's coming against you and I as believers. It's the spirit behind those people. Have them doing what they're doing toward us. In the story of Daniel chapter 6, the Chaldeans tried to find something on Daniel, but they could not. Remember, the character of Daniel, he was above reproach. Number five, he was steadfast. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. His character, he was steadfast. He was unmovable. He was unshakable. Daniel was firmly fixed. Note that. He was steadfast. He wasn't moved by what people say. He wasn't moved by people's opinions. He was moved as God moved him. We as believers, we must become steadfast in what we believe, steadfast in what we're doing, You must first of all know what you're doing, God have you doing it, and once you discover God have you doing that, become steadfast in it and don't move for nobody. Let people move all around you, but you don't go nowhere. Daniel's character, he was steadfast. Number 6, he was grateful. Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. Daniel thanked God. He had an attitude of gratitude. The character of Daniel. We as believers must become more grateful, must become more thankful to God for the little things He's doing for us. Listen, there are things that God is doing in your life as a believer that is not obvious to many people. That's not important. What's important is that you know is God doing in your life what's being done and learn to thank Him for it. And finally, number 7, the character of Daniel. He was dedicated. Which simply meant Daniel prayed, Daniel fasted, Daniel consecrated his life. The character of Daniel. Let me surmise this to help us. Number 1, you and I as believers must have a personal conviction. You will not allow people to move you. You will not allow people to alter what you believe, what is based on the Word. You must have convictions about your life. You will not defile yourself, and you will not let people do it. Number 2, you must have an excellent spirit, meaning a frame of mind to become the best at what you do. Number 3, you must be faithful and loyal. Number 4, you must live a life that's above reproach. Number 5, you must be steadfast and unmovable. Number 6, you must be grateful and thankful to God. And number 7, you must be dedicated. Pray, fast, consecrate your life. The character of Daniel. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that this word will soak into the hearts, into the spirits and the minds of every listener. And God, as Daniel's character has been revealed to us in this day, help us to draw from Daniel's character in this day where we can learn and apply to our lives as Daniel was during his day and how Daniel was blessed during his day because of his character. And God, I'm asking you today to strengthen us as your people, to mature us, to refine us, and to season us even the more. And God, to purge our lives even greater, and to bring about a conviction to us as your people, a personal conviction. Give us an excellent spirit. God, help us to be more faithful. Help us to live above reproach. Help us to be grateful. Help us, wonderful Lord, to be steadfast, and help us to become more dedicated when we are praying fast and seek you on a regular basis. And God, I give you glory for doing it today in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus, the character of Daniel.